Welcome to Shomar Shavuot and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara in Mudbei speaks about Tos Isha Achas Ke'en Beis Noshin. He made a T'nai with a woman, and the T'nai was not fulfilled, but it's done as if it was done to two women. So Rashi goes to explain that it means he did a Kiddushi to Isha, divorced her, and then did Kiddushi again. But then Rashi di Ramatchil Avol, Rashi says, I heard another pshat that Tos Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Noshin means he did kiddushin with Rachel with a tenai, and then he decided to be koines Leia, and he was koines Stam, and he found out it was Rachel. Meaning he was thinking he's marrying Leia, and he found out he was marrying Rachel. Says Rashi, even though he wanted to do l'shem kiddushin, but he was becham to the wrong woman. That's what Rashi says, that's why he doesn't explain this pshat. Now this exact description of Rashi, and especially using the names of Rachel and Leah, does me'oirer the story with Yaakov. When Yaakov Avinu got married to Leah, he thought she was Rachel. And he found out that was Leah. How did he do an nisuim with a woman, which is the wrong woman? Exactly what Rashi points out. Even though he did kiddushi to a certain woman with no tnaim, but he thought about the wrong woman. So the kiddushi there's no kiddushi over here. So when Yaakov Avinu is marrying Leah and he thinks it's Rachel, then his suim didn't start. So what's shot in the suim of Yaakov and Leah? Now the truth is that this question comes in from a different angle. In Shulchan Aruch or Chaim 7 Reish Mem Sif Gimel speaks about the Teisha Midos, the nine types of children which are bad. And one of them is B'nai Timura. What's B'nai Timura? A person who has Bia with a woman, but he has it in mind on a different woman. So there in the spot, the Mogen Avraham asks, what about Yaakov Avinu? He had Bi'ilah with Leah, and he was thinking about Rachel. And L'chor, from there came his child Reuven. So Reuven is a Ben Timura. Can you say such a thing? Now someone is saying, the Eliyahu Rabbah brings it, that maybe Reuven wasn't born from that first Bi'ilah. But Tosfos in Yavamos Daf Ayin Vav Dalet says clearly that the first Bia that Yaakov had with Leah, from there Reuven was born. So it goes back to that question. The Mogen Avraham brings our Amami Pano, the Enech Anami says that's the reason that Reuven did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He got his chelik in Ever HaYarden because he wasn't a perfect son. He was a Ben Tmura. Reuven had a begam in his Yichus. But the Mogen Avraham himself says very hard to say that. Now, one easy answer to this question is what the Eliyahu Rabbah brings. That we're talking here before Matan Torah, and therefore Yaakov Avinu did not makpid in all the duktikit mitzvahs. You can add to it, and specifically in this case, we know that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. He married Leah and Rachel. It's different sugya. How could it be Yaakov Avinu? We know the others did keep the Torah. So how could it be they married two sisters? There's many answers to this. One of them is the Ramban. They didn't keep the Torah in Chutz La'aretz. But whatever the reason is, in the case of marrying Leah and Rachel, Yaakov Avinu did not keep the Torah. So in Mele, there was no issue with the Ben Tumura over here that maybe you have to be careful with, and maybe no issue with the marriage. Again, this comes out to be that this whole marriage and the son, Reuven that was born, was done in not in the perfect way. The Kaf HaChaim on the spot says, the pshat is that Yaakov Avinu knew that Lavan was a Ramai, was a trickster, that he would probably try to bring in Leah instead of Rachel. So because he knew that's a possibility, he was going to believe what he said, I think it's Rachel, but even if it's Leah, I'm accepting this marriage. Again, Alu Doichak, because we know that Yaakov woke up in the morning, V'inei Leah, and that's why Leah was snua. According to the Kaf HaChaim, that was something he knew in his mind that's going to happen. So it's a little Doichak, but that's another pshat. The Mogen Avraham says a different pshat. He says the following. He says when Yaakov married Leah, even though he thought it's Rachel, but when he married her, he had in mind when he went to Chuppah, this woman in front of me, this is the woman I'm marrying. And then when he had Be'ilah, he said, this woman in front of me, I'm doing Be'ilah with her. He thought her name was Rachel. But because this body is the one you had Kavanah for, so that's okay. That is not a Ben Tmura, and that's why the Nisuim is a good Nisuim. And maybe to add to what the Mogen Avraham says, I'll attach you what the Shut Rav Peolim, the Ben Ish Chai, says in the Tshuva. And he goes to explain the following. He says, Tzaddikim gemurim, when they have tashmish, like a person like Yaakov Avinu, they don't have the kavana gashmis. They don't have the materialistic enjoyment. All their thoughts are is about ruchnis, about spirituality, about connecting neshamas up in Shemayim. And he continues on later to say, that's what it says in the Gemara, that the big tzaddikim, they were, their tashmish kemisha kofri shade. I mean, for the physical enjoyment, they're not involved in the physical enjoyment at all. And Yemele says there's no bnei tumur. Bnei tumur means a person is with one woman and he thinks about another woman. The tzaddikim don't think about women. The tzaddikim would think about ruchnius. They're thinking about shamayim. They're thinking about neshamas. And maybe that could be a pshat also with the nisuin. That when he's marrying this woman, he is not thinking now, I'm marrying the woman. I'm getting connected with this isha. Talking about in Shemayim, there's a shaykhaz between the Isha and Isha, building a Bais Nem and Bistrol, building Am Yisrael. That's what Yaakov is focused on. And mainly the exact specific woman who she is, that's not a me'akev by Yaakov Avinu. So while a regular person says, I was not intending to marry this woman, that's a regular person because he's intending to get connected with the woman. But Yaakov Avinu, that his intention is in Ruchnius, his intention is a connection of Neshamis. So there, when he's saying, I have to build a Bais Nemon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I will set up for you who will be the counterparty who marries you. And this is the Hemshech of Avraham, that he says, he married whoever was here in front of him. Who exactly the woman is and what her name is, that's not the Cheshboinus that go into Yaakov Avinu's mind. And that may be the explanation how this answers Rashi's point over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list, to what's go, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.